All right, joining us on 93 WIBC from the company Gas Buddy, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, gas price has been going up across the country, although it's kind of we're in this awkward pattern, I guess, where you know, the pandemic is certainly still around. In some states, it's getting worse, but in other states, it's going down. Where are we at with gas prices and where they're trending in this country right now?
Well, two different directions. The national average jumped another 2 cents per gallon in the last week. It stands at 212. But here in Indianapolis, prices have been on a very slow decline over the last couple of weeks. Prices in Indianapolis now down to an average of 205. That's good for a whopping penny decline in the last week. That has to do with the fact that many states here in the Great Lakes, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, tend to move in tandem. We tend to see price increases much faster, but now with oil prices seemingly taking a little bit of a respite in the last week, gas prices have slowly trickled down, for now at least. But as demand continues to recover across the country, more Americans getting in their cars, I wouldn't expect this now, call it 2 or 3 week long trend in Indianapolis to continue much longer. I think it's likely that we will start to see prices continuing to go up every couple of weeks, of course, as we deal with a price behavior in Indianapolis that we call price cycling.
Yeah, so for the average person out there, explain what price cycling is and how it is affecting Indiana or could affect Indiana in the coming weeks.
Well, price cycling is kind of a game when setting prices. Stations raise their prices significantly all at one time, but then prices over the corresponding 1 to 2 weeks tend to trickle down, and we are in the trickle-down phase of that price cycling behavior. But perhaps later this week, we could see another price increase up to about perhaps, say, $2.19 a gallon. So stations basically ignoring small fluctuations in wholesale prices to play this game of a roller coaster ride.
It's interesting. It looks like gas prices haven't really moved much in terms of the statewide average, but it seems like in other cities and towns in the state, it's in Indiana, it's gone down. Meanwhile, in other places, it might have gone up a little bit. Is that maybe why we're having this leveling off in terms of the statewide average really holding steady? What do you think the reason is for that these last few weeks?
Well, frankly, it looks like they're not playing their normal games of lowering prices after they go up. It's a distinct change from earlier this year. Each time prices went up, stations would start to undercut each other relatively quickly. But ever since late April, when prices started to go back up, stations, after they raised prices, haven't really been lowering them a whole lot, which is certainly an abrupt change in this price cycling game. And that is what's different. It's too early to tell if this is a long-term change, that stations simply raise prices and then hold them steady instead of cutting them. But it's certainly something we're keeping an eye on. So a very unusual and abrupt shift in this game that stations play, in which prices are not really going down after they raise them.
And do you think there's anything that plays into that, like with their mindset, or is it just, are they freaked out by the pandemic, or is it just, I don't know, like you said, it's just so unusual?
Yeah, it's hard to know if this is a strategic change with some of the stations that had kind of commanded the price leadership in the market. Oftentimes, Speedway was a price leader on price. Other stations would kind of echo whatever Speedway does. It's too early to tell if this is kind of a strategy change that they've had. But I know that they have a fair portion of price leadership. It's certainly possible that this is an attempt amidst a pandemic to be a little bit more cautious, knowing that gasoline sales are still lower. Or it could be something else. It's very hard to know if this is going to hold long term.
Well, you also said earlier this morning that it's likely we remain on this path of rising prices, but we won't see prices snap back to normal for some time yet. What would you say is normal at this point, or what could be considered normal right now?
Well, you know, we look at what we were shelling out last year on the state, about 50 cents a gallon more. The average was 253. Now we have seen prices go up. I think the normal for this summer is going to be prices kind of in the low to mid $2 a gallon range.
And do you expect that to hold maybe through August, or what do you think the trend is there?
Yeah, I think we should hold that through August. I can see gasoline demand still a little bit lower than year-ago levels heading into the last couple of weeks in the summer. And so I don't think we'll make a full recovery in gas prices this summer unless the situation improves significantly from today. But with some states seeing a resurgence in coronavirus cases, it may take us a little bit longer than this summer to see gas prices kind of go back to normal.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, as always, we appreciate your time and insights, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Have a good week.